beginning reading our handout. Stop. So complete the editing exercise in the radio lab. This is not a second assignment. This is an addition to that first one. So you will not be handing in two different assignments. It's one assignment. You're completing it with these add-ons.
So is it all going to be put together the way all of them?
Yep, and it'll still be that one folder. Inside that folder will be that one session and all the waves that belong to that session. You're just going to have a couple of different waves now with this assignment, with this add-on. So it's not a new assignment. It's an add-on to the one that you have already. Go ahead. You can finish.
Controversial editing.
Conversational editing.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Edit out any words from the recording of the newsmaker that are not found in the script. The finished actualities must be exactly as they are written on the week 9 handout. The edits within the actualities will be conversational, not type and flush.
Good. So you're going to make Popper word for word what's on that script. So you guys know that in that open, it's the same thing that Blues is. It reminds me of something my teacher told me when I was blah, 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 blah. He says all this extra stuff, and he needs to say, it's the same thing that Blues is, the sound a baby makes when it cries for the very first time, and it's a conversational edit, meaning that it's not tight and flush. There will be gaps. When one person talks, there's no way they can be tight and flush unto themselves, because they're human. So that's, think about that. It's a human being, and they cannot be tight and flush because they're human. So any edits that you do within one voice, and in this case, it's Popper, the actuality, that will be a conversational edit, meaning it will have gaps. What kind of edits do you have between you and Popper?
Tight
and flush. Does that mean that you'll have gaps?
No.
No, it'll be absolutely no gaps. So conversational, tight and flush.
So how much gap, like a breath?
Judge by ear. You're going to judge by ear. Yeah, it needs to be like a breath, natural, so it sounds natural. Okay, so any questions about making Popper word for word? In the open, it's between the same thing that Blues is, the sound. So if you get out that week 9 handout, on the open, between is and the, that's, you have to take stuff out. Yep, on that week 9 handout, between is and the. The sound, yep, so there's extra stuff in between is and the. So make a note. And on the out, between how, little more contemporary, between the last how and the first little more contemporary, there's a little bit of something you have to take out. And that's it, just those two spots. Between the last how and the first little on the close, on that last actuality.
There's extra stuff. So you said we aren't taking out the how.
You are not. No, ma'am. Let me rephrase it. I'm going to say it one more time. Are you guys ready? So on the first actuality, the same thing that Blues is, the sound, in between is and the, there's extra stuff you have to take out. On the second actuality, after the last how and before the first little, there's some stuff you have to take out. So he will go how, little more contemporary. But in the actual actuality, it goes how, and then the reporter goes exactly, and then Popper goes little more contemporary. So you have to edit tight and flush the last how, edit tight and flush the first little, and take that stuff out in between. And then do you make them tight and flush?
No.
Conversational. A little bit of a gap.
Yes, ma'am. For conversational, is there like a classification on how much of a gap you should be? Like if it's literally just a breath of air? Or
judge by ear. You can think about it as a breath. You judge by ear, yep. It needs to sound conversational, judge by ear. Just how do you judge voiceover levels?
By ear.
Yep. So any other questions about editing conversationally, editing Popper word for word? So then we're going to move on to the music. Nope. Can someone pick up number 2 for me? Yes.
Complete the music, voiceover, or news, open and close.
So what does voiceover mean?
voice over.
You're voicing over music. You are talking and music is playing. So that's a voiceover. You're voicing over the music. Okay? So what that means is that you're not going to have music on one track, though, for this assignment. It'll mean that in the future. But for this assignment, I need you to know that I don't want there to be music on one track and your voice on the other. I need you to be talking over the music live. So for this voiceover, you're talking over the music live, just like first quarter. As we move forward, we'll be able to stack and layer sound. But for this assignment, we're going to take what we learned in first quarter and move forward. So you're voicing over the music live. Okay. If you're not doing that, you're not following directions. And then as we move forward, you will be layering the music and all in the voices and stuff. So number three. You can finish number three.
Replace the old news, open and closed, with the new news.
So no matter how awesome your open and closed is right now, everyone's going to delete it because everyone's going to be adding music. And you're not adding it under. You have to voice over brand new. You're going to be playing a CD, and you're voicing over the music live. So no matter how awesome your open and closed is right now, everyone's going to delete that old open and closed. I don't care if you delete it from the folder. I don't care. It can still be sitting in your folder, but delete it from your session so I don't see it in the session when I open the session. But it can still be in your folder. Don't think you have to do that. So delete it from the session and then re-record a new open with music and a new close with music.
Is this some Focus America music?
It is, yeah. So you're not bringing in your own music. You're going to use music from our production library. The reason you would not bring in your own music is why?
Because you, I don't know.
Yes, ma'am.
Royalties.
Nope.
Royalties.
Yeah. Copyright. This is my symbol for money.
What if it's public domain?
You're not bringing it in. Okay. You need to learn the lesson that you need to learn the lesson that your where who you work for purchased a music library for production purposes. When you get a job at a radio station, they purchased a music library for production purposes. And that's what you're learning with this. So you do not get to bring in your own music. You will in future assignments, and I'll explain why in future assignments. But for this one, you're not bringing in your own music. And when I ask why on a test, you'll say copyright issues. Because you need to pay for that music. Number four. You can finish number four.
Me? Yeah. Save your finished project in your folder with name and project number. Your session must also be saved as name and project number. Make sure your waves are in the folder. Projects are not labeled saved properly will receive a zero and can be resubmitted for a late grade.
Yeah, underline that. It's totally true. If you hand in your assignment tomorrow, you hand it in, and remember, tomorrow you're going to send your folder to my class flash drive. I'll have three class flash drives out in the radio office with the little sign-out sheets. Before class is over, well before class is over, right? Remember, you don't wait until 1 to save. You don't even wait until 5 to 1 to save. You're done at 12:30. You want to think that. So if anything happens, you have 15 minutes to figure it out, and then you have 50 minutes to break before we take attendance at 1. So do not think you're saving stuff at 1. So you're checking out my class flash drive, and what you do is you send your folder, your entire folder, to my class flash drive. Before you hand that flash drive in and go, everything is great, take that flash drive to another computer, put it in to the port on top. Never use the port on the bottom, on the tower. Only use the USB port on top. So put the port in, and then open your folder, open your session, and play your session. You never edit off of the flash drive, so you're not going to edit the session, but you're going to play it. You're going to play your session on another computer that you did not work on before you hand it in. Because if I get it, and I go to open it, and something's missing, something doesn't play, you get a zero, I hand it back to you, you get to resave it for a late grade, no higher than a 69. If you earn a 100, you get a 69. If you earn a 95, you get a 69. If you earn an 80, you get a 69. If you earn a 65, you get a 65. If you earn a 54, you get a 54. Any questions about that?
Nope.
Music voiceover open and close. Can someone read that for me? Yes, ma'am.
Utilize music bed CDs located in the radio office. Sign off the music bed CD assigned to your studio. Only two CDs should be signed out at any given time. You are responsible for the CDs you sign out.
So basically, put a little parentheses around only two CDs should be signed out at any given time. That's not for this assignment, because this assignment, you're just getting the music newsbed CD that corresponds to your studio. So if I'm in studio one, I grab CD one and I sign it out. Okay? But in the future, you'll have access to our entire library. So it's like one through, you know, 100 or something. So you only get to check out two at a time.
Okay.
That's where the two at a time rule comes in. Tomorrow, there's only one to check out. But in the future, you'll have access to all of our music, all of our sound effects, but you can still only check out two at a time. So that's what that rule is for. It's not really for tomorrow. There's only one per studio tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
Did you read number two? Would you read number two for me?
Re-record the news open and close with the music bed going live through the board into Adobe Audition from track three, adjusting levels by ear.
Number three?
Replace the old open and close with the new.
Good. So there are specific rules to the music, okay? Meaning, when you re-record the news person open, have no more than 2 seconds of open intro music prior to talk. So if music stands alone at the beginning, it can only stand alone for 2 seconds. It's called the 2 second rule. When music stands alone at the beginning, it can only stand alone for 2 seconds. No more than 2 seconds. If you have it standing alone for 3 seconds, 4 seconds, 5 seconds, you're losing points. So music stands alone for only 2 seconds at the beginning of the production. And then B, that music must peak at -3. If music stands alone at any point, it has to peak at -3. So music stands alone at the beginning for no more than 2 seconds, and it peaks at -3. You got that?
Yep.
Do you have to?
Yes, ma'am.
Two-second rule applied outside of school, or is it just
for kids? No, it's going to apply. The point is that when you are selling a product, you cannot, if I hired you to sell my Aquafina water, and you made me a production that I paid for a 30-second spot, and you give me 15 minutes of music in the beginning, and then you start talking about my product,
mm-hmm.
I'm upset that I didn't get my money's worth. So it's a 2 second rule that's going to apply.
Okay.
Yeah.
The music peaks at 100%. How can you talk over it?
You will then use what's called the edit envelopes. I'm going to hand out paperwork on it and go over it today. You will then use what's called edit envelopes to bring the levels down when you're voicing over it. So I will get to that today. Yep. So you record in your music peaking alone at the beginning at -3. Does it have to stand alone for 2 seconds? No, it can stand alone for 1 second, but it's no more than 2 seconds. You can start talking right away where you have no music standing alone in the future, but for this assignment, I want to see that you can do it. For this assignment, everyone will have 2 seconds of music standing alone at the beginning. Yes, ma'am.
Let's say, like, you and your partner are utilizing your time wisely, and you split your sessions in half, and you just don't get it done.
You let me know, and you tell me when you're going to get it done. You know, we'll talk about it,
okay.
And then you get a late grade, no higher than a 69. You'll get it done. Think about the fact that the school is 40 years old. Think about the fact that I did basically just the same assignment with more archaic equipment in the same amount of time with having a lab partner and everything. So maybe you can relax knowing that it's been done before you over and over and over and over again. So it can be done. It's not an impossible task by any means. And if you can't get it done, you need to let me know so that I can give you a late date and you can hand it in for a late grade. If you do not discuss it with me and you just don't hand it in, you're getting a zero. If you discuss it with me, you can get a late grade. And you're happier to get a 69 in that book than a zero. Zeros fail people. You know, 69, you know, you're going to be able to make that up and get a good grade somewhere else.
What about, like, coming to a lab session to get, like, a head start?
You're able to use open labs, but remember, open labs are Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday, and there's no open lab you can use before this assignment is due. But there was open lab last Saturday, you know. Between last Tuesday and today, you could have hit an open lab,
right.
But now there's no open lab. Now it's due.
So you said there's one on Monday.
It is Monday, and it's during this time. Open lab is right now, correct?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow it's after class. And Wednesday, it's when?
Like 5:30.
It's nighttime on Wednesday.
like 6 to 10 or something like that.
Oh, it's due Monday or due Tuesday?
Due tomorrow. It's due tomorrow before the end of lab.
At 12:30.
Yeah, shoot for 12:30 because I will not take out attendance until I have all my flash drives back. Remember I talked about that?
Yeah.
Take the late grade. Don't hold on to a flash drive, you know, and it's, what time are we done? We're done at 1. It's 1:15 and we're all waiting to take attendance because you should have handed it in. You're late. Know that you're late. You're late. Know that you're late and you know,
deal with it.
Take the consequences. And once you have that happen, you won't do it again. You learn from your mistake.
How do we send it to your flash drive? Or to where you're...
You get my flash drive, and you right-click, send to removable disk. It's in your notes. The same way you send it to your flash drive, you send it to mine.
Okay.
Yep. So relax knowing that this is... many, many people have done this. You're going to be able to do this. And if you can't do it, a 69 is not going to fail you for this assignment. And no one's going to judge you. No one's going to hire you and go, so, hey, what'd you get on that popper assignment? You know? I had some students break a rule this week, and I had to send them home because I mean business. And they said they're very upset, you know, is this going to, you know, I write up an intervention form and everything goes into your file. It goes into my file. What does this mean, you know? I go, it means that it goes into your file, and as a student, it's there, and... But trust me, no one's going to go, hey, did you break any rules when you were in school? Did you do that? Break some rules when you were in school? No one's going to ask you that. No one's going to ask you what grade you got on popper. It's about the overall knowing how to do the job. And when you're in school, you know, some of your grades aren't going to be the best, you know. Some of your behavior is not going to be the best. But it's about moving forward and doing better the next time. It's not about being perfect every time. As a student, I was on the air, and I was talking smack about a classmate because he didn't know what he was doing, and I did, right? And I had my mic on, and Dick Kernan said, you're not very professional. I heard what you said. I go, what do you mean? I didn't say anything. And he was like, no, your mic was on. I heard everything you said about your guy that was reading news. And I was devastated. Dick Kernan heard me break, you know, being a student and making a mistake in, you know, having bad behavior. And then when I graduated, he stopped me again and he said, hey, I understand you live, you know, in the San Lac County area. Would you be interested in a job in Saginaw? So it wasn't like he held it against me, you know. Your behavior does matter, trust me. But making mistakes is just part of the learning process, so it's okay. Even if you do get a 0 and you have to hand it in for a 69, know that it's okay. I don't want you to get those things. I want everyone to get 100s, but it's not going to kill you. It's part of the learning process. It's okay to make mistakes. Does that help, hopefully? Yeah. I did my best. Yes?
With the music, we're going to record it to our track just like we did the actuality.
Yep. Except for now you're talking over it.
And now we're... Well, I mean, so we're going to go back and talk over it.
No, ma'am.
So we're doing it at the same time.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. You got it. So recording the news person close. During your last read, the news close, when you introduce... Oh, wait, number C, or letter C. You should fade out intro music by the time you've introduced yourself. So music should fade out by the time you introduce yourself. So music's up at -3, 1-1000, 2-1000. You bring the levels down as you say this, okay? So this is me on the board. So 1-1000, 2-1000, this is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski. Today's subject, the blues, and I continue talking with no music. Okay? So you don't go like this, 1-1000, 2-1000. This is Focus America, because what do I hear? Whoop. I hear that music go down, and that's a noticeable adjustment. So have your music up. 1-1000, 2-1000. This is Focus America. You're judging by ear, the voiceover levels. Someone might only have to go down this far. Someone else might have to go down this far. It all depends on the voice. So 1-1000, 2-1000. This is Focus America. And don't, like, continually make it. Find your voiceover level. So 1-1000, 2-1000. This is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski. Today's subject, and I continue with no music.
Do we have to have it planned for 2 seconds? Or?
Yes, yes. In the future, you'll know that it's a 2-second rule that you don't have to have music standing alone, but I need to know that you can do it. So you have to have, so for this assignment, yes. Future assignments, no. But for this assignment, yes. You have to have 2 seconds of music standing alone in the beginning, so I know that you're learning that. Yes?
By the time we introduce ourselves, is the music completely out? Or?
Yep. Okay. Don't slowly fade it out. Okay. And have it slowly, so at some point there's like no music underneath you. Begin fading. My name is long. I begin fading on, I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski. Okay. When I finish it, it's a good length. You might have to begin fading on, I'm your host. You know, I'm your host, Kelly Smith.
Yeah.
You know, because it's, maybe it's shorter. So don't continually fade it out. You have to find that voiceover level.
Yeah.
Any other questions about the open? Re-record the news person close. During your last read, the news close, when you reintroduce yourself, fade music up smoothly from 0% under your voice to a comfortable voiceover level and continue to read your close. After completing the read, smoothly pot up music to 100% for no more than 2 seconds. Then smoothly and evenly fade the music out. May I borrow your script?
Yeah.
So the outro is like, oops, that's not it. Sorry. So the outro is like this. No music, right? I'm down here. Blues Traveler vocalist John Popper sees the humorous side of the blues, and he hears the blues in unconventional places. I'm your host, Heather Kozlikowski, for Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. Thanks for listening. 1-1000 2-1000, smoothly and evenly fade out. So you don't go, thanks for listening, and then I hear that. So it's thanks for listening. My bad, it's not true. You're not using edit envelopes. Maybe that's what caused that confusion. When you asked me how you're going to adjust those levels, I was wrong. It's not with edit envelopes on this assignment.
Okay.
On future assignments, it will be, and I will hand out a handout on that. I apologize. I totally made a mistake. So that confused you, I'm sorry. Edit envelopes will be on the next assignment, not this one, and I will lecture at that time about them. So this assignment, you're adjusting those levels with the board and judging by ear. Okay? Sorry about that. Good thing you're staring at me intently so I remembered.
Yes. So your 2 seconds of 100% of holding music should be why you're saying thanks for listening? Or it should peak at that?
By the time you finish listening, it should be up at -3. So you have to start fading up in listening.
Okay, so that's your 2 seconds after you say listening.
Yes.
Okay.
When listening is done, it's up at -3 for 2 seconds, and then you smoothly and evenly fade it out. So how must your production end?
With music?
No.
With a smooth fade.
Fade out.
Or a true cold. A true cold means that you fast-forwarded that CD, you timed it out so that when you finish, you go, thanks for listening, and you pot up, and it goes, ba-da-bump-bump-bump, at -3, and it lasts no more than 2 seconds. Those of you who feel more advanced and you want to challenge yourself, do that. Your production can end with a smooth fade or a true cold ending. Your production cannot just stop. You can't just cut it off. You can't just split it there. Either a true cold, it actually ends, the song actually ends that way, and it only lasts for 2 seconds, or a smooth fade. You cannot just cut it off. I'll play an example. How about that?
I'm just going to run with a smooth fade.
Some people might want to challenge themselves. It's okay. Yeah, just smooth fade it. But if you wanted to have it a true cold, you would fast forward to near the end of the song and time it out. So let's listen. Let's listen to... this is a different copy. Okay, stand by. Stand by. Stand by. This is different copy, but you can hear how he's having music stand alone and fading it out.
This is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Stephen Van Duzelaar. Today's subject, the auto...
So do you see how he had music by itself at -3 for 2 seconds? We didn't hear him fade it down because he faded it down when he was talking. It was a voiceover level judged by ear, and then by the time he finished his name, it was done. Let's hear it again.
This is Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm your host, Stephen Van Duzelaar. Today's subject, the auto...
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He picked the right song, whatever.
There are several different tracks on that CD that you're going to check out. You get to pick whatever track you want. Just use the same track for the open and the close. Yeah, there'll be different styles. The middle will have no music.
The congressman also points
different
out
script,
that
but
American
the middle will have no music.
Deal with other expenses.
Okay, the middle will have no music. And then the close will have no music until a certain part.
That's it for this week's Focus America, the program that looks inside.
His script is different, so he's bringing it up on Focus America. You're going to bring it up on your name. Your script is different. But you hear how it starts off with no music, and then he brings it up?
That's it for this week's Focus America, the program that looks inside the country in which we live. I'm Stephen Van Duzelaar. Thanks for listening.
Yep, and what I just said was that he has a different script. He faded up on Focus America. You're still going to fade up because your script is different on your name. Or whatever it says.
Okay.
You're going to follow the directions. His script is a little bit different. But the example is played because he has no music, and then you fade it up. He's still doing that.
Okay.
Yep. So did you guys notice that his music goes on for more than 2 seconds?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Listening.
He finishes listening, and that's all the music, and that is 5.6 seconds. But how much is that negative 3? 2.7. So it's the music that stands alone, and it needs to peak at negative 3 and then smoothly and evenly fade out, right? So it's going to be longer than negative 3 because you're fading out.
So it's going to be longer than 2 seconds. It just needs to be at negative
yeah,
3.
Yeah, my bad.
Seconds.
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Yeah, it'll be longer than 2 seconds. Because it stands alone at negative 3 for 2, and then you fade it out.
Right. But if we have a true code, then it'll just stop at 2 seconds.
Yes. Exactly. Yep.
We hear.
Good. All right, how you guys doing?
Good.
So, remember, I'm going to go through the edits one more time. Editing it, and then I'm going to do the conversational editing with Popper so you guys can see that. And then tomorrow I will do a tutorial in each hallway with the music. So I'll do the same thing. And that's the last time I'm doing tutorials. So just so you don't get used to them. But yeah, so tomorrow I will do a tutorial in each hallway adding the music. Okay. So, well, I'm sorry, actually, I'm just going to do the edits for conversational. So I'm Titan Flush.
The blues to being a first-time parent.
To me, it's the same. It's all show business.
Popper doesn't hold kind of music.
I think Marilyn Mann, but more contemporary.
Blues traveler vocalist.
Okay, now I have to make him word for word.
Same thing that blues is.
I pop a left click at the end of is. Titan Flush, that is. I zoom in on yellow. 1, 2, 3. I know that's the end of is. Scissors to split. Magnifying glass on white. Now I'm listening for the in the sound a baby makes.
And, you know, I think there's a lot of bands.
Following the white line.
I was having a conversation with a gentleman right before we got on the air, and I reminded him of something my teacher told me, which is blues is a sound.
I pop a left click where I thought I heard the the. Zoom in on yellow. 1, 2, 3.
Blues is a sound, the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound, the sound.
Split it, magnifying glass on white, highlight what I don't want, and hit delete. Okay, that you guys know. You've done that a lot last week. These are extras. Some of you will have them stapled on the bottom. That's just what the machine did. I'm sorry. So we're going to eventually go through this entire book, but right now, I'm not going to go through all of it because you won't be using all of it right now. Basic editing envelopes. That we won't be using until the next assignment, but that icon is wrong on letter A. So 5.3, letter A. I want you to change that icon. It does not look like that.
What does it look like?
I will draw it on the board. It's actually... The icon I think that they drew is this one, but your icon is this one. It looks like this. That's your edit envelope icon. So, is that a dirty picture or something?
He's like, no, wait.
Okay. Everybody's all giggling. I'm like, what did I draw? Inadvertently. Okay, so change the icon. We're not going to lecture on that today because we're not using them, but change the icon. Basic editing, grouping blocks. okay? Grouping blocks. We are going to do that right now. So, you know, if I were to right click and drag and move this, right? I have to move this, right? I don't want to waste all my time doing that. I want to group these blocks and move them together as a whole. So I hold control and I highlight the ones I want to move together, or I want to group together as a block. And then I can go to the group blocks symbol, which is right there, or I can right click and select group blocks. And now they move together as a group. And then I make a conversational edit there. Conversational space. So that's grouping blocks, okay? So they're grouped, I can right click and ungroup them. And then pop left click off, because I know I'm going to make an edit on the other one. I want to move that one over. So grouping blocks, you will use that. So let me go ahead, then we're gonna lecture on resaving when I finish this though. But now I'm going to go ahead and edit this one.
The wolf.
Yeah, no, how.
I pop a left click at the end of the last how. I zoom in on yellow. 1, 2, 3.
No, it's just, you know.
How.
That's the end of the last how.
You know, it's just little.
That's the beginning of the little, first little. Magnifying glass on white, highlight what I don't want, and hit delete. Now I want these two to move together. So control, highlight, highlight, let go of control, and I can select this symbol up here. And then I'm going to move them together, tight, not tight and flush, but with a conversational space.
Oh, yeah, no,
how.
A little more contemporary.
Blues Traveler.
Okay. And then I can ungroup them, or I can leave them. But that's grouping blocks. What? Do you have a question? Grouping blocks. Do you have a question about grouping blocks?
Nope.
So what ones are you grouping?
I group the ones that I wanted to move together. Okay. Because, or you have
like
to
move. After you were cutting and
whatnot. It's like you're already satisfied with the section, right? You're just trying to push it.
I'm just trying to move it, yeah. I want them, I know that I need this guy to move over, but then I got to move all of these one at a time. So I'm going to group them all together so they all move together. So I don't have to move individually. It just saves time. You do not have to use it. You can move them all individually. But it saves time to group things and move them as a group.
Okay?
Any other questions about grouping blocks? Now we're going to go over resaving. Because people were having troubles last week where they saved incorrectly and they have to resave. And I went through it individually with some of you, but here it is in your notes, right? So you have to resave when you get a zero. When you get a zero, you have to resave. It'll say, zero, see me, and I'll say, you don't have all these waves. You need to go resave them. How do I resave? Oh, they're in your notes, okay? So let's first go to 7.4. Because usually your session is saved correctly. It's your audio that's not saved. So if your popper is missing and you need to resave it, you go back to your computer where it all opened up nicely. And so now I'm on my computer, it all opened up nicely. And let's say that my open is missing. So when Heather went to grade it, it was missing. But on my computer, it's good. So now I need to resave it. And the way that you resave is that you go to your session and open it up, right? So now I'm down to E. Opening up your session is A through D. So now I'm on E. I'm going to double left click the audio I need to resave. Click, click. So now I'm in the edit view. From the menu bar on the left side, select File, Save As. Okay? Then you need to navigate to your folder. So I am in Heather Popper. Let's say I wasn't. It would show me what folder I was in. And then I would navigate to my folder. Studio C, Documents and Settings, Studio Dad, My Documents. That's where your stuff is. But isn't my stuff on the desktop? Heather Popper. So I would open my folder. And at this point, I would then name it. Maybe it's Good Open. So I'm going to call it Good Open. Or maybe, you know, Open with Music. You have to name it something different. And I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to select save. So now I saved that waveform into my folder. Now I'm going to pop a left click and toggle back. So now I'm in this session. Now, in order to finish this process, I have to go to File, Save All on the session. So now we're on K. Important, use the toggle icon to return to your session. Select File from the menu bar, and it's saying select Save Session As and locate it and put it into your folder. That's resaving the session. But if my session is in the proper folder, I can just go File, Save All. Or I can resave the session with a Save Session As. So where it says Save Session As, underneath it you can put, if my session is in the correct folder, I can just hit File, Save All. I'll say it again. You can write there. If my session is in the correct folder, so in K on the bottom, if the little asterisk, if my session is in the correct folder, I can hit File, Save All. If your session's not in the correct folder, you have to go File, Save Session As and navigate to your folder. But if your session's in the correct folder, just hit File, Save All, and it's going to save those changes. File, Save All. Save those changes. So that's resaving your waveform. And this page before it was resaving the session. So let's say the session is not in the right folder. Did you have a question for me?
I was saying, do we have to resave the audio?
Oh, it's only if you make a mistake.
Oh.
This is only if you've gotten a zero and you have not saved properly and you have to resave it. You only ever do File, Save All when you're saving properly. But when you make a mistake and you have to resave, these are your directions. So now let's say the session's in the wrong folder, right? I said, hey, there's no session. You know, you get a zero because there's no session, absolutely no session to save. So you go back to your computer where it opens up properly, right? And then you go to File, Save Session As, navigate to your folder, and you might have to go through that. You probably go through that path with the arrow there. Mine is in my folder already, so I'm there. But it's called Sarah Beth, and that is not my name. So I'm going to rename it. HCOS P1. And that's the session, and I click OK. So now my session is called HCOS, and that's in my folder. So now if I exit out, and I go into my folder, there's a Sarah Beth and an HCOS. I'm going to highlight Sarah Beth and hit delete. Because I want Heather to grade HCOS, not Sarah Beth. If you're happening just to be changing the name. But if it was never in your folder in the first place and you're saving it into your folder, it will then be in your folder. Okay? So if you're having trouble saving, if things come up missing, if you've not named it properly, you're going to these notes and you have to go, okay, is it my session that's in the wrong place? Or is it my waves that are in the wrong place? And these are your directions on how to resave them. Yes, ma'am?
If something like that happened where you gave us a zero for not proper saving, and we go back and resave it and do what you told us to do, do we get the grade that we were going to get, or do we get the...
It's now late. Still? No, it's now late, so you get no higher than a 69.
Okay.
So you don't get a zero, but it's now late. So if you earn a 100, you get a 69. If you earn a 95, you get a 69. If you earn a 54, you get a 54. Yes?
Is there a way to rename our open waves and stuff like that? Do we have to rename them, or do we just overwrite them?
Oh, you know what? I would. Yeah. For these good ones, you know, since you're going to have your original one, I would want you to call it good so that I can see in your folder your original one. Yeah, that you have the original. But yeah, you could essentially overwrite. But this one, I want to see it. Like, you know, see your work like in math class. But yeah, so essentially you could do that. Any other questions? Stand by, we're still in class. Class isn't over until 1, so we are still in class. And someone is asking me a question. I couldn't hear you, no, but I knew that you were asking me a question. So what was the question? Someone had a question.
Are you giving
out a flash drive? Yes, I am. So you're going to get these flash drives back today. If I did not, so grab them before you go. If I did not, after I take attendance, so now right now, grab them before you go after I take attendance. Here they are. If I didn't listen to your work today, Do you know that you have to have proper mic technique? All of you, even though I didn't hear it?
Yeah.
Do you know that you have to have music on the open and close? You have to redo that, everybody? So even though I didn't listen to yours, you know, you get an idea of what you need to improve, correct?
Mm-hmm.
If you still want me to listen to yours specifically, though, find time after I do my tutorials tomorrow to bring it to me, and I can listen to it and give you a specific critique. So that's always available to you. You just need to, after I do my tutorials, just come and find me and I'll listen to it. So I am there to help tomorrow. If you want me to listen to it and critique it, that's something I can do. Yes?
Do you have like 5 minutes after
class? Do I have 5 minutes after class? No, not here. But if you wanted to wait after I finish attendance and close up and go down to my office, yes. But another class is going to come in. So yeah, I do have time in my office, but not here. Any other questions? So where are we going to meet tomorrow?
Here.
In the Adobe Lab down here. Yeah, in the Adobe Lab down here. All right, stand by. Here we go.